Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this kind of cloudy Tuesday morning. Hope everybody is doing well. 73 degrees outside, so fairly pleasant out there today. And of course, with it being Tuesday at around 8:10, we do have in studio with us Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I drove over this morning and I took the detour. Well, I didn't take the detour, but I went the other way on Sunflower, and it's so pretty. I take what we call in Independence Rutlands Road, and it goes past Rutlands Horse Farm, and all the horses were out in the field this morning, and the sun was shining. You talked about it being cloudy. The sun was shining through the clouds, so it was a pretty drive.
Just, I love driving on Sunflower. It's just, it's very picturesque for sure. Yeah, so I love taking that way if I have to go up to Indy. Well, let's go ahead and get it started this weekend. Quite a few things going on, and we're going to start it off with, of course, as we do pretty much every week, the recycling.
That's right. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that not only do we have recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1, which would be today, and the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon, but again, we are accepting large debris, appliances, furniture, bulky items every Tuesday from 11 to 1. So that would be today. And also every Thursday from 8 to 2, you can drop those things off. So if you're out cleaning up and you have some things you need to get rid of, that would be the way to get that taken care of. And then next week will be the 19th on the third Wednesday of the month. And that is also when you can drop off household hazardous waste at the Montgomery County Household Hazardous Waste Department, and the location is 114 North Wald, and you can drop off your paint, your insecticides, anything that you have that's hazardous waste from your household. And if you have any questions, you can call 331-4139. But I want to let people know, don't throw those things in the trash. Those are not good for the earth. So we want to make sure we dispose of them properly. So if you have spray paint and paint and insecticides and things like that, take them to the Montgomery County Household Hazardous Waste Department.
And of course, school is getting ready to start up here pretty quickly. In fact, I think it starts next Wednesday, at least in Indy. But still having sports happening this year, and so now a chance for you to get some sports physicals at a couple of different places.
That's right. So school is starting. The college at Independence Community College, I think they're scheduled to start on the 12th, and then 446 will be starting on the 19th. So there's a couple things that I wanted to make people aware of, and you mentioned one would be the sports physicals. So you can get a sports physical at Labette Health, which is at 510 North Peter Pan Road, and they're offering free sports physicals for middle school and high school students. You can make an appointment by calling 577-4310, and you can get that scheduled and crossed off your list of things to do. Wilson Medical Center is also providing free physicals at Independence Family Medicine. That's at 1415 North Penn Avenue, and those are also for middle school and high school students. To schedule an appointment, call 331-2400 and get that taken care of. And then also, as a way to help out all of our students and make sure that they all have the supplies they need to be successful in school, virtual school, whatever they might be choosing, we have the Stuff the Bus program. And a few weeks ago at Farmers Market, they actually pulled up a school bus, and people could bring school supplies and donate money. But this drive continues on. So you can send your tax-deductible donation made out to CFFI, which stands for Community Foundation for Independence, to Jim Kelly at Community National Bank. And if you mail it, it's P.O. Box 687, or you can drop it off in the drive-thru. And all your donations will help make sure that all of our kids, as I said before, have the school supplies that they need for a successful school year. They try to raise $7,200. They purchase all of these school supplies, and that's the amount of money that they need to buy what the school needs. And then they divide those up by the school, and then the teachers go into kind of a supply closet and they get the supplies that they need for their students. And so, again, make sure that you write a check or drop off some money to Jim Kelly at Community National Bank to help stuff the bus, get these kiddos all ready for school. When I say kiddos, I don't mean just little kids. Mm-hmm. These, you know, the older kids in middle school and high school, they definitely need supplies. So be sure and donate if you can.
Yeah, they're all kiddos to us.
That's
so
right.
It doesn't matter the age. So, because sometimes a senior needs supplies just as much as a first grader does. So, also coming up, a couple of things going on. One, the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo is still the place to be. And also, there is a night golf tournament coming up.
That's right. So we can talk night golf in two different ways.
Yeah.
You mentioned Riverside Park, and so zoo hours are 9 to 7. There's still, you know, great opportunities to enjoy our park and our zoo. So I wanted to mention that. The fall hours have started out at Riverside Park. So every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, the train rides are 50 cents, carousel rides for a nickel, and a round of miniature golf for $2. And you can also go to the Snack Shack. I'm a fan of cotton candy, so be sure and check out the Snack Shack while you're there. And then you mentioned golf. So the park has glow-in-the-dark miniature golf on the last Friday of every month through the fall month of October. And so this month, August the 28th at 9 o'clock, for only $5 per player, you can go out and you can play some miniature golf. So that's a fun way to gather up the family, go out and play miniature golf. That would be something fun and unusual and different to do. And then I wanted to also mention another opportunity to play golf at night, and that would be to get signed up for the 3rd annual Young Professionals Night Golf Tournament. It also is Friday evening, August the 28th. Registration is at 6, tee off is at 8. Teams of 2 will play 9 holes of fun night golf for only $80 a team. The community is invited, and also you do not have to be a young professional. You can be an older professional to play. You must be 21 and over to play, but you do not have to be within that range of 21 and 40-ish as you do to be a member of Young Professionals. But this is open to everyone, and for more information or to register, you can call the chamber office at 331-1890, and we will give you all the information you need and the contact name to get all signed up for night golf.
All right. So again, lots of golf there, miniature and a regular golf, and both at night as well, which is going to be a lot of fun. Also coming up also on August 29th, the very next day, will be a movie night at the park and also maybe some karaoke as well.
That's right. So that's more night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
miniature, a lot cooler at night.
So Friday night is miniature golf in the dark at the park, or you can play night golf at the country club for young professionals. And the next night is going to be movie night in the park. It is Saturday the 29th, featuring Wonder Park. That's the movie. It's being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Magnolia Sense by Design is sponsoring free train rides and carousel rides from the hour right before the movie. So from 7:30 to 8:30, you can ride the train and the carousel for free. Compliments of Magnolia Sense by Design. And then the movie, as I mentioned, being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, will start at 8:30. So it's going to be in the park oval, and you can bring your chairs out, you can bring your blankets out, you know, you can bring your dinner out and just have a picnic under the stars if you want to, and enjoy all the park and the zoo, everything that the park and the zoo has to offer, even earlier in the day, and then hang out and enjoy movie night.
All right. And of course, I do believe is it that same night where there's some karaoke?
Oh, yes,
happening?
That's so. Right. So karaoke will be at the museum that evening at 7 o'clock, and it's a fundraiser, and you can just head out to the museum. And if you like karaoke, or if you like to listen to karaoke, Friday night, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Independence Historical Museum will be the place to be. $5 donation per person is the cost of admittance. And if you have questions about that, you can call the museum at 331-3515.
All right, and if you want to be scared away, let me get on the mic for karaoke. So, moving on, of course, Indy Gives Back, and it's always a great thing going on with Indy Gives Back.
That's right. So this is the second time we've done Indy Gives Back, and it's a receipt program where to encourage shopping local. So for every $50 that you spend at a Main Street member's retail shop or restaurant, you're going to get back $10 in Main Street gift certificates to be used later on. So what that means is if you shop, let's say you eat dinner at Dickie's and you eat lunch at Annie Mae's and then you buy a pair of jeans at Apricot Lane, you can take all of your receipts, put them together, and as soon as they total up $50, you take your receipts to the Main Street office and turn them into Tabitha Snodgrass, and then she will collect all of those in the order that they come in, and then she will start to write all the gift certificates out and get them back to you. So for every $50, you get 10, and that would be a maximum of receiving $100 in gift certificates. So it's a great way to save some significant money, help out our small businesses, and shop local.
Absolutely. And like we always say, shop local as much as possible, because those local businesses, they help the community. So now it's time for the community to help those local businesses as well.
Absolutely.
And then also still going on and still open, of course, is the Little House on the Prairie, a great addition to this to this area of the state, as it's always a lot of fun over there at the Little House on the Prairie Museum.
And that's right. So I always mention this because I think that it's something that we need to always consider when we've been maybe cooped up in the house, trying to stay away from other people as much as possible. What can we do? We're bored. You know, we don't want to leave town. You don't need to leave town. We have so many things at our park and our zoo and Little House on the Prairie and things like that, that they're, you know, fun things to do outside especially. And Little House on the Prairie is one place to go. Admission is only $3 for adults and $1 for kids, so it's affordable. It's open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 1 to 5, so lots of opportunities to go out there. And they have the log cabin. It's super cool to be able to check out that log cabin and think about what life was like living in a one-room small cabin.
With no air conditioning.
That's true. With no air conditioning and five people or more. And they have a schoolhouse. So imagine what it was like to go to school in a one-room schoolhouse. So that's always fun to check out. They have a post office, an old post office. And then they have a gift store that has lots of really cool gift items. I encourage everyone to get out there. If you're looking for something that is a gift, a memento of Little House on the Prairie, or you have family coming in and somebody likes to have a souvenir, that's always a fun place to pick up an item, is at the gift store. And then when you pull up and you park, you walk in and there's along the edge, there is a lot of farmland and fence line, and it's full of like 13, I believe, is the count. And they have mules and burros and donkeys and miniature horses and miniature donkeys out there as well. They're so cute, and they just come right up to the fence. You can pet them, get your picture taken with them. So it's a lot of fun. So I just encourage everyone to, you know, maybe go through a drive-through, grab some food, make peanut butter sandwiches at home, pack it all up, and go out to Little House on the Prairie. If you want more information, you can give them a call at 289-4238.
All right. So, again, that's the Little House on the Prairie Museum. And then, of course, do not miss the Farmer's Market. That's every Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30.
So check out the Farmers Market Facebook page. It's Indy Farmers Market. They always have lots of good weekly updates. But as you mentioned, it is every Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30 in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. And the parking lot was full on Saturday. We always have well over 20 vendors. Lots of things are still coming out of the garden, so be sure and check that out. Wine and smoked cheeses. There's coffee bean roaster that is there. She has amazing coffee. It smells so wonderful when you go past her her vendor spot. There's pies and homemade breads that are to die for, cookies, all kinds of baked goods. Lots of talented artisans are there as well, so you can get birdhouses and benches and soaps and bath salts and all kinds of things. There's a lady who sews. She makes masks. She makes pot holders and lots of other fun things. But I bought my mom a mask last week, and fits her like a glove. It's perfect. So lots of fun artisans are there as well. So check out the Farmers Market Facebook page. Better yet, go to the Farmers Market every Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30.
All right. So again, when you said like a glove, I can't help but the Ace Ventura line always gets my when she goes like a glove. I don't know if you've ever seen that before,
no.
But it's Jim Carrey saying it. So just imagine the way he says it.
Okay.
Also coming up, hey, you guys have a great library over there in Independence, and they are having a variety of virtual classes and activities.
That's right. We do. We have an amazing library with lots of resources available. And the library has a lot of virtual activities and classes that they are offering during this time of a pandemic. So be sure and check that out. They have story time posted every Tuesday morning on Facebook. They have a Lit Lounge book discussion every first Tuesday of the month via Zoom. There's science fiction, Little Green Men. It's always on the second Tuesday of the month via Zoom at 6 p.m. Drabble Rousers is a biweekly via Zoom event at 6 p.m. So those are just a few of the things that they have. Always check out their website at IPLKS.org, like Independence Public Library, KS.org. And then they also have open access, so you can get signed up for that. You can go to IPLKS.org, and I think it's /register, but you can get signed up for open access, and you can get into the library even after hours when people are not there. So Friday, you can get in from 6 to 10 at night, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you can get in from 8 in the morning until 10 at night. They also have curbside pickup on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So lots of offerings. I just encourage everyone to check out their website, their Facebook page, and stay up to date with everything that they have to provide to us.
That's really cool about the open access, being able to get in after hours, just in case maybe that'll fit your schedule a little bit. So again, also the VFW, they would like to invite everybody out to have fun playing some bingo.
That's right. So I just want to give them a plug. The VFW does so much for our community and have done so much for us as veterans. So we want to support them. They have community bingo every Monday evening. Doors open at 5, games begin at 7, bingo packs start at $7, so that's the minimum cost, and then you can buy more packs if you'd like. So it's something fun to do as well if you're looking for something different, something unusual, something you haven't done for a while, kind of tap into being a kid again and go play some bingo every Monday evening. And then the last thing that I'll remind everyone is on the 20th, I believe, the Red Cross will be coming to Independence. So it's important to donate to the Red Cross, donate blood. It will be at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue at 11:15 from 11:15 to 5:15. So mark that on your calendar. And then just want to remind everyone as well, you can always check out our Facebook page. You can check out our website. We have a calendar of events, I believe, that we posted on our website. So the details, if you missed something, you can go there, check out the details. And better yet, if you have a question, a concern, a comment, or something that you'd like for me to put on the calendar and share with everyone, give us a call at 331-1890.
All right, Lisa. Well, again, lots of great stuff going on over there, so be sure to check it out. And I appreciate you coming in again, as you do every Tuesday, and we'll see you again next week.
I'll be back.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this, what is a cloudy Tuesday, but hopefully clearing up a little bit later on.